June 20th, 1778, Boonesboro, Kentucky. Settlers were astonished today when a ragged, nearly dead man arrived in their camp to warn them that the Shawnee were planning a raid. After escaping from Chief Blackfish, the scout traveled 160 miles on foot through the wilderness in only 4 days. His name is Daniel Boone.
Goshen, New York. June 20th, 1773. Now the Americans will no longer have to spell by British rules or British books. A new illustrated book for American classrooms has just been issued entitled The American Spelling Book. The author is a 25-year-old Yale graduate who teaches here in Goshen. He is Noah Webster.
Philadelphia, January the 16th, 1784. The outspoken Benjamin Franklin is in the news again. This time he is opposing the adoption of the American eagle as the national symbol of the United States. Says he, the eagle is a bird of bad moral character. Franklin is promoting another bird he says is more respectable. In years to come, he says the world will recognize our national symbol, the American turkey.
Took us when I hit the ground. In the black of dog, that's to beat you. the 4th of July, 1968. The Americans are in mourning.
Division in the American House. 4 months ago, Lyndon Johnson spoke to the nation.
There is division in the American House now. Accordingly, I shall not seek and I will not accept the nomination of my party for another term as your president.
Memphis, Tennessee, 1 month later.
My country tears of thee. Sweet land of liberty of thee, I say. So let freedom reign. From the prodigious hilltops of New Hampshire.
Only 60 days after Martin Luther King Jr.
So I thank all of you. Mayor Yorty has just sent me a message that we've been here too long already. So my thanks to all of you, and now it's on to Chicago, and let's win there.
Robert F. Kennedy.
Has anybody here seen my old friend Abraham? Can you tell me where he's gone? He freed a lot of people, but it seems a good die young. I just looked around and he was gone. Has anybody here seen my old friend John? Can you tell me where he's gone? He freed a lot of people, but it seems the good die young. I just looked around. It seems a good die young. I just looked around. One day.
As the nation mourns and the world watches, James Earl Ray pleads not guilty to the murder of Martin Luther King Jr. In California, Sirhan Sirhan is indicted for slaying Bobby Kennedy. To the outside world, it appears there's not much to celebrate. But somehow on this 4th of July, 1968, the same spirit of freedom that fueled a revolution against British tyranny nearly 200 years ago brings the trace of a smile. In their grief and for all the world to see, the Americans gather and proudly, almost defiantly, observe the 4th of July.
We don't smoke marijuana in Muskogee. Don't take our trips on LSD. We don't burn our draft cards down on Main Street. We like living right, being free. We don't make a party out of loving. We like holding hands. We don't let our hair grow long and shaggy like the hippies out in San Francisco do. I'm proud to be an Okie from Muskogee, a place where even squares can have a ball. We still wave old glory down at the courthouse, and white lightning's still the biggest thrill of all. Hey! Leather boots are still in style for manly footwear. Beads and Roman sandals won't be seen. Football's still the roughest thing on campus, and the kids here still respect the college dean. All together, everybody. I'm proud to be an Okie from Muskogee. Thank you. A place where even squares can have a ball. We still wave old glory down at the courthouse, by golly, and white lightning still the biggest thrill of all. We still wave old glory down at the courthouse in Muskogee, Oklahoma, USA.
The Americans. A July 4th celebration of American freedom. Next, the 4th of July, 1971. The Supreme Court of the United States.
Wait a minute, that's nothing but a small room. Who are you trying to kid, Supreme Court? The Supreme Court's a big building.
It will be someday, but this is 1801.
Hey, you're not kidding, are you? What is that little room, anyway?
The basement of the Capitol building. The people who planned Washington, D.C. simply forgot to provide space for the Supreme Court.
And the people around that table, who are those people?
Supreme Court justices. John Marshall.
Wait a minute, John Marshall, wasn't he...
A patriot, sir. A lieutenant in the Revolution, a congressman, secretary of state.
I remember now, John Marshall, Chief Justice of the U.S. Supreme Court. I heard he did a lot for the Constitution.
John Marshall lived by it. He ruled that Aaron Burr could not be found guilty of treason. He protected buyers of land against crooked politicians. Ruled formally that the Constitution is the absolute law of the land. John Marshall, the great Supreme Court Justice of the United States, had almost no formal schooling. He studied law for only 6 weeks. On the day he died, America lost not only its greatest voice of freedom, but while tolling his tribute in Philadelphia, as if it understood the loss, that is the precise day that the Liberty Bell cracked.
The Americans, in honor of the Bill of Rights. The 4th of July.
freedom has become so much a part of what and who we all are as individuals. We take it for granted. And I think if you're honest with yourself, you have to say you never think really about, quote, freedom until the 4th of July or until you hear the Star-Spangled Banner. And maybe even then, you don't think about freedom and what it means and, more poignantly, what it would mean without freedom. Freedom doesn't care. It doesn't demand that you recognize it every once in a while. When it wants you to recognize it, it jumps up and hits you right between the eyes. And you don't have any choice but to recognize it.
Oh, beautiful. Lord, for spacious skies. For amber waves of rain.
This is Tom Sutherland from Fort Collins, Colorado, USA. People who captured us had some rights on their side. We kept telling them they went about it the wrong way, entirely the wrong way, and that they would never impress the West by kidnapping Westerners, and particularly Americans.
Oh, beautiful, far heroes proved in liberating strife. Self, our country loved, and mercy more than life. America, America, make God thy gold refine. Something like this. Listen here. Oh, beautiful, far spacious skies, far amber waves of grain, far purple mountain majesties.
the Americans, the 4th of July, 1971.
This 4th of July, the Americans are celebrating the 26th Amendment to the Constitution, and every 18-year-old is eligible to vote in every election. 4 years ago, Muhammad Ali was forced to give up his title for refusing to be drafted. Now the Supreme Court has cleared him, saying the Justice Department was wrong in the first place. And for Louis Armstrong, the American who said, "My life has been my music," in 2 days, the music will die.
A long, long time ago, I can still remember how that music used to make me smile. And I knew if I had my chance that I could make those people dance, and maybe they'd be happy for a while. But February made me shiver with every paper I'd deliver. Bad news on the doorstep, I couldn't take one more step. I can't remember if I cried when I read about his widowed bride, but something touched me deep inside the day the music died. So bye-bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, "This'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die." Did you write the book of love, and do you have faith in God above? If the Bible tells you so, now do you believe in rock and roll? Can music save your mortal soul? And can you teach me how to dance real slow?
Day that I died. Now for 10 years we've been on our own, and moss grows fat on a rolling stone, but that's not how it used to be. When the jester sang for the king and queen in a coat he borrowed from James Dean, and a voice that came from you and me. King was looking down, the jester stole his thorny crown, the courtroom was adjourned. Bye-bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but
played a marching tune. But the man there said the music wouldn't play. And in the streets the children screamed, the lovers cried and the poets dreamed, but not a word was spoken. The church bells all were broken. And the three men I admire most, the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, they caught the last train for the coast the day the music died. And they were singing, bye bye Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die. They were singing, bye bye Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. Them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die.
The Americans.
I looked up when I heard them yelling. In their midst was a girl, leaping over a barricade and holding something high over her head.
Forward!
She cried. And then the girl was killed. I shall never forget it. The way she looked, charging ahead, fire in her eyes. In that instant, I realized that she had been the one, the model for my masterpiece, and now she was lost. 25 years had passed looking for her match, and then suddenly, there she was. Standing in a group at a church wedding, she was a seamstress. She was perfect. Her shoulders straight, her arms had grace. There was a pride in the way she held her head. At last, there she was, the match for my fleeting glimpse of what could have been her twin a quarter century before. Her name is Jean Emile. She will be the model for my masterpiece. This is Frederick Auguste Bartholdi reporting.
Eventually, the sculptor and his model fell in love and were married in Newport, Rhode Island. His love was the model for his masterpiece, which took 10 years to complete. He called it Liberty Enlightening the World, and the world knows it as the Statue of Liberty.
Can you not still get up inside? Can you get to the head part still?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. What with the reconstruction, for certain. I don't think even with the reconstruction, I don't think you're allowed to go up into the airman still.
When I first saw the Statue of Liberty, it shot a chill up my spine. I mean, I've seen it on television a million times, but when you see it, and I was up in a plane.
Did you ever see it in Liberty, Joe?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. The first time I saw it was right at the foot of Manhattan, and what really grabbed me is I thought about my grandparents coming over from Ellis Island at the turn of the century. Very direct connection between the Statue of Liberty and my grandparents and their immigration from Italy, and it was just a very emotional experience. Very emotional.
This is a great country. A great country. So let's shout it clear.
This is a great country, a great country. So let's shout it clear and loud.
Shout it loud!
Take a look in your history book, and you'll see why we should be proud.
Be proud, hats off!
Hats off to America,
America,
the home of the free and the brave. If this is flag waving, flag waving, do you know of a better flag to wave?
This is a great country, a great country, so let's shout it clear.
This is flag waving, flag waving. Do you know of a better flag to wave? Impossible.
Do you know a better flag?
Forget it.
There is no better flag to wave.
The 4th of July. The music, the sounds, the people. The 4th of July, 1986. The Americans are celebrating two birthdays.
Hundreds of ships are nestled in New York Harbor. Warships, destroyers, tall-masted ships, ships from other countries. President Reagan stands aboard the USS Iowa. Overhead, jet fighters streak through the air with spectacular aerobatics. It is the birthday of a lady. After careful restoration, the Statue of Liberty, in the midst of a 30-minute shower of fireworks, is relit. Miss Liberty is 100 years old today. Engraved on a tablet inside her pedestal are these words:
Not like the brazen giant of Greek fame, with conquering limbs astride from land to land, here at our sea-washed sunset gate shall stand a mighty woman with a torch whose flame is the imprisoned lightning, and her name, Mother of Exiles. From her beacon hand glows worldwide welcome. Her mild eyes command the air-bridged harbor the Twin Cities frame. Keep, ancient lands, your storied pomp, cries she with silent lips. Give me your tired, your poor, your huddled masses yearning to breathe free, the wretched refuse of your teeming shore. Send these, the homeless, tempest-tossed to me. I lift my lamp beside the golden door. Torch is lit, and by satellite, the entire world is a witness to this 4th of July celebration by 250 million keepers of the flame.
Americans, and next, the 4th of July, 1969.
Hats off to America, America, the home of the free and the brave. If this is flag waving, flag waving, do you know a better flag to wave? Impossible.
Americans.
Look at this, brother of mine. Right here in the paper says Otto Lilienthal tried it. Just what you was talking about. Killed him dead. Still want to try it?
They were both mathematicians,
self-taught from Dayton, Ohio.
I mean, he tried it and he just flat out died. Besides, what about the cost? Who's going to pay the cost?
Design and building expenses amounted to a little more than $1,000.
That includes shipping?
Including shipping.
All right, now you push. I'll pull.
The device weighed 605 pounds. There was only one way to move it.
This is one heavy bugaroo. Do you really think it'll work?
They tossed a coin to determine who would go first.
You win. I'll watch from back here.
But he didn't watch. He ran alongside.
Go ahead. I got to stop. Watch. No, no. Stop it now.
The watch carried by 36-year-old Wilbur said the 605-pound gas flyer took off Kill Devil Hill near Kitty Hawk, North Carolina, and flew 120 feet in 12 seconds.
You all right?
Yes, I'm all right.
12 years after that, the world's first successful pilot, Orville Wright, gave it up, sold the company. The fun seemed to be gone. His beloved brother and partner, Wilbur, died suddenly of typhoid fever at the age of 45.
The 4th of July, 1969. In 12 days, Apollo 11 will blast off from Pad 39A, Cape Kennedy, Florida.
We choose to go to the moon in this decade and do the other things. Not because they are easy, but because they are hard.
Altitude's 2 miles.
And at this moment, the Americans are meeting his challenge.
Apollo 11, you're good at 1 minute.
Downrange 1 mile, altitude 3-4 miles now.
While American astronaut Michael Collins remains in orbit,
looking great. Here go.
Two others, Armstrong and Aldrin, pilot their lunar module Eagle to the Sea of Tranquility on the face of the moon.
40 feet down, 2.5. Picking up some dust.
It is 4:17 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
We copy you down, Eagle. Houston, Tranquility Base here. The Eagle has landed. Roger, Tranquility, we copy you on the ground. You got a bunch of guys.
A tiny television camera transmits the images, and 600 million people watch as Neil Armstrong carefully sets the first human foot on the surface.
That's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
And before leaving, while one-fifth of the Earth's population watches, they will firmly plant the American flag on the face of the moon.
Stars and stripes on the lunar.
President of the United States.
As the 60s draw to a close, the young president of 10 years ago would hardly recognize his own country. Challenge, war, and change.
We have a long way to go in the space race. We started late, but this is the new ocean, and I believe the United States must sail on it.
And through it all, the nation prevails. Freedom lives, and the Americans step confidently into the 70s.
The Americans, a July 4th celebration of American freedom.
Go ahead, Mr. President. This is Houston out.
Hello, Neil and Buzz. I'm talking to you by telephone from the Oval Room at the White House.